A handsome buxom lass lay panting in her bed. She looked as green as grass, and mournfully she said, "Except I have some lusty lad to ease me of my pain, I cannot live, I sigh and grieve, my life I now disdain. But if some bonny lad would be so kind to me, before I am quite mad, to end my misery, and cool those burning flames of fire which rage within my breast, then should I be from torments free and be forever blessed. I am both young and fair, yet 'tis my fortune hard. I'm ready to despair, my pleasures are debarred, and I poor soul cannot enjoy nor taste of lover's bliss, whilst others meet those joys so sweet. Oh, what a life is this! Were but my passion known, sure some would pity me, that lies so long alone for want of company. Had I some young man in my arms that would be brisk and brave, my pains would end, he'd prove my friend and keep me from my grave. For this tormenting pain I cannot long endure. My hopes are all in vain if I expect a cure. Without some thundering lad comes in, and with a courage bold, grant me delight, I'd him requite with silver and with gold. A gallant lively lad that in the next room lay, it made his heart full glad to hear what she did say. Into the room immediately this youngster he did rush. Some words her spoke, love to provoke, but she straight cried out, "Hush! My father he will hear, and then we're both undone." Quoth he, "Love, do not fear, I'll venture for a son." The coverlet he then threw off and jumped into the bed, and in a trice he kissed her twice, then to his chamber fled. And blushing all alone, this damsel sweating lay. Her troubles they were gone, thus softly she did say, "Had I but known that lover's bliss had been so sweet a taste, I'd ne'er have stayed, nor begged, nor prayed, that so much time did waste. This lusty youthful boy that banished all my pain, I must his love enjoy ere it be long again. For gold and silver I'll not spare, can that his courage prove? He has an art without all smart green sickness to remove." A sigh she gave and said, "Oh, come again to me, for I am half afraid I shall not cured be. At this first bout, then prithee try to help me once again. Count me not bold, I'll give thee gold enough for all thy pain."